And we're live. Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of the Yoey and Yordi podcast. I'm Yordi.
Yoey.
And this week I just wanted to talk about centrism for a little bit. Just because I've noticed that a lot of popular personalities online and whatever are identifying as centrists.
Who are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of comedians like Joe Rogan, I would say, because he wouldn't say he's left wing or right wing. He does say that he agrees with a lot of left wing ideas. But even then, I think he supported the project of having, there was a project ages ago where they were talking about having a vice president and a president that are from different left wing, right wing perspectives. He was supportive of that, which is a centrist idea, I would say.
I feel like it's just a wishy-washy idea.
It is very wishy-washy.
You can explain more why you think that's retarded, but, you know, it's one of those things, you know what I mean? It's like that shit where it's like, when we were talking about retards the other day or something like that, you're saying, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, it's like you have two bad ideas and you're going, oh, somewhere in the middle there might be something good. It's like, maybe there's a problem with that fundamentally.
Yeah.
And not just, oh, it's the people and their opinions that are really making it shit. But, so people I would say, I don't know, Joe Rogan, Yiannis Pappas, I know,
Shane Gillis is sort of like that a little bit. Oh.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people, and I would say that it'd actually probably be a popular thing to do if you were an internet celebrity, right? Because if you go left-wing, you're going to lose all your right-wing viewers. And if you go right-wing, you're going to lose a lot, or if not all, of your left-wing viewers.
Well, it's definitely true, because, I mean, I tell you what, I listen to, if I listen to a podcast and something like that, and there's someone that I'll be vaguely agreeing with and stuff like that, and then they'll, I'll say a few points that are, obnoxiously, left-wing. I can't listen to them anymore. Or right-wing, as well, for that matter. Centrist.
That's fucking... that's the thing. It's like, to keep most of your viewers, it's probably a good idea to be centrist, because anyone that is in that political, because centrism is like a flavor of liberalism.
Exactly. We're essentially dominated entirely by liberalism, at least over here.
It is liberalism. That's the system we live in. So,
if you don't know what liberalism is, we may as well explain it. I'm sure. I don't reckon most people do, honestly. Liberalism is basically about privatising industry and stuff like that. So, after World War II, goes all to this sort of shit. We had electricity or university. They could be publicly funded or something like that. And all sorts of things, healthcare, all that sort of shit. Liberalism is essentially saying that businesses do it better and more efficiently than government.
Yeah. And I think even, if going, a little further back, it's, liberalism was really born after, the revolutions overthrowing, monarchs.
Yeah, so that's, liberalism. We're neoliberalism, yeah.
Yeah, so there is... Yeah, well, neoliberalism, whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's new.
It is new. Yeah, no, I agree. But, it's that idea of, you're consenting for a government to be in charge. I don't know, the consent of the governed is what they call it.
Yeah.
And, you have private property and all these other things, and then you vote on a system where people are in control and they vote. And that's liberalism in a nutshell. So, if you're an American liberal or American Republican, it's a liberalism is the philosophy that you're, working within.
Yeah, exactly. And, they might have some things, in general, say one party might support healthcare or something like that, but on a general sense, majority of the things, they agree that the free market handles things better than the state.
Yeah. No, so that's liberalism in a nutshell, short fucking description. But centrist is it is just another flavour of it. It really is fucking the exact same, because nothing's changing. You're just changing, now you just want a party that, we like gays, we don't hate blacks, but what are you changing? I don't get the point. It's just a different personality on top of it.
Yeah, because they take it, I think, as well, the whole education system, it's all about basically indoctrinating you to be supportive of our economic system.
Yeah.
And Then the question, if you say to everyone, like, you don't even think about the economics, really, what you're going to talk about is the social thing. So, yeah, as you're saying, you've got these people that don't want gay marriage. These people want to cut off the dicks of your children. You know what I mean? So, you got these two social things.
Yeah.
And then there's the guys in the middle. It's like, I don't like that, and I don't like that. So, it's like in the middle, you know what I mean? But it's nothing to do.
They don't want to change how, like, the market operates or whatever.
Which is the thing that actually governs your life.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, well, that's where you get everything from. That's how you operate within society.
Because, like, even when it comes to, like, say, gay marriage, and it's like, when it comes down to it, I'm not going to say my opinion really on that. I don't...
It sounds like you don't support it when you say that.
It depends what you think. I like it. Marriage, I've had different ideas about marriage, you know what I mean? It's like... For a long time, I was like, I don't believe in marriage in a sense because I always, and that might have been naive, and this is why I think my opinion has changed, because I always thought, you know, that's all wholly linked up with the church.
Yeah.
But I think now I'm thinking the idea of marriage or like some sort of union between two individuals goes further than the church, and that was more of a co-option of that. Where they add all this, like, Jesus fucking Bible-bashing shit on top of this ceremony that... the ceremony, however that looks, you know what I mean? But a union where you say, I'm with this person or whatever. I think that, like, is further than the church. And that's just, yeah, as I said, they put the dressing on top. So, before I would have said, why do gay people want to be married? You know what I mean? It's just some religious institution that... Christians, whatever you want to fucking say these days, they don't like gay people if you follow the word of the Bible.
Yeah.
It is a sin. So it's like now, but now I'd be like.
I've always thought, why would a gay person want to get married? Because you're acting in like a religious ceremony that discriminates against you.
Yeah. So if you did it outside of church,
it's kind of strange.
But you know what I'm saying though? Like, yeah. Now if you take it as a union, that's. Without the church, without all the God stuff, you know what I mean? If you just take it as some sort of ceremony to say that you're with someone for the rest of your life. I can see... The only problem is the word marriage is so linked between the two of them. It's like, I can see why if you're a Christian, you really see it as a Christian thing, you wouldn't want gay people doing it. But yeah. Well, I can't remember how I was talking about that, but we're talking about gay marriage and shit. It's like... Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Fuck, man. Better stop going on tangents.
There we go from centrism to gay marriage in like 2 minutes.
I was thinking, if you're a gay person, whatever, and you're getting married, that is one day out of, well, you'd hope. There are probably a lot of divorces and shit, but like at least, let's say 10 years, probably on average or something, what I mean? You're not getting married more than that, you fucking up. But like, it's one day, whereas the economic stuff, is every single day. So, like, these social things are, like, very small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, they're, like, they're minuscule in what how your life actually functions, in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, there like are some social would, things that would be different.
It does definitely change situations, but you're not going to see, like, massive changes in, like, people's lives getting so much easier or harder coming from that.
No. I mean, there are things, but they're not things that don't exist. Like, say, if you're in fucking Iraq or something like that, and you're a woman.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's not good. You know, so it's like, yeah, oh, wherever those countries are, you know, they're not even allowed to drive and shit. So there are, like, some social things, like little rules like that, that you could change that would have a pretty big effect on your life.
Yeah.
But that's not in the West. Nothing I can really think of.
Yeah, well, I couldn't think... Well, maybe you could, like, argue that, like, it does have an effect because, like, obviously...
An effect?
It definitely has an effect because, like, people would go to different wars and you'd have different, like, battle... Like, I don't know. Like, you look at, like, the civil rights movement and shit like that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That shit's already done, though.
But, yeah, that shit's done now.
And that shit actually had an effect.
In the West, at least. In some places, it's pretty fucked still.
Fuck yeah, they're backwards, mate.
But anyway, back to just why I've wanted to talk about centrism. It's just because I think that it's such a wishy-washy. It's just not getting to the source of the problem. or like not like hey, we're talking about it doesn't affect like how the market operates or whatever at all. Like it could, but like not in a major sense where you're going to fucking revolutionize the fucking thing.
Nah, especially not today. Like that's yeah, there are things back in the day. And it's like when it, like if it comes down to it, if I drop any economic views that I have right now, there's some points when it comes to social things, I agree with people that are traditionally right-wing or something like that. And there's some that I agree with on the left-wing. You know what I mean? But if that's like your expression of your politics, you're missing such a massive point.
Yeah, you're missing out on the whole like economic part of it.
Exactly. Like if you lived under fucking feudalist monarchy shit and you're talking about whether gay people should be married, it's like... You doubt it?
There's bigger problems at hand.
You're a fucking serf,
here,
dude. You know what I mean? You're ploughing the field and working on your field 5 days, working on mine too, or the Lord's too, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about, fucking...
That's why I have such a big problem with it, because it's genuinely, like, it's a pseudo-intellectual thing. Well, like, you're trying to separate yourself from these massive, major political parties and be like, oh, no, I'm somewhere in the middle.
I can imagine some and cat that thinks he's real smart saying it.
Yeah, and it's the dumbest thing to fucking do. It's, you're, like, this third party, like, what are you going to do? No one's going to get elected being a centrist.
No.
It's just not going to fucking happen.
Like, you mean like a third party?
Well, because it would just be like third party voting, which is a
At a certain point, is someone like Joe Biden basically a centrist, though?
Well, fuck. Well,
you know what I mean, though.
Actually, yeah, kind of. If you look,
because he's not like AOC.
Well, have you seen like what he's previously said in government and shit, like saying like super criminals talking about Mexicans and shit or something.
So
he's definitely been holding right wing views and now holding left wing views because it's popular or whatever.
Exactly.
He's a real systems guy.
Like, real systems guy.
He works with the system.
No There's a reason. After Bernie was winning all the fucking the primaries for the Democrats, that they, you know, made Elizabeth Warren drop out and all this shit, so that way all the centrist votes who were split between, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, they're all getting flogged by Bernie because, you know, he had, you know, like more of a, like an actual fan base, whereas they were just like basic people, just three people, you know, and they split it. And we wanted that. That was the major, like, lobbyist behind the Democrats. You know what I mean? They don't want fucking Bernie Sanders. Look, I don't think he's a savior or anything, but if you're going to go anyone in American politics, he was by far the best. He's a bit of a... I'd say he's a sellout now or
Maybe a bit of a sellout. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, but I think his whole philosophy is change it from within the system.
Yeah, and then it's like, and then he went all like, yeah, exactly, he's changed it in the system, and then it's like, oh, we got to rally to, you know, defeat Trump after he got, like, fucking rat-fucked by
I don't respect. It's like, after you get fucked by, like, the DNC, that, like, fucked you out of the, like, being in the election, you go back and, like, back him.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, the lesser evil kind of
shit.
Epstein's Island, Bernie Sanders. We just haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like morally he seems like a good guy. I think that
probably.
I think that he just believes in the system can change from within.
Yeah, well, he just
I'd hope so. Maybe he's some fucking evil.
Doesn't seem evil, you know. And just like he was, you know, don't want to go on a big circle joke, but you know, he went on Joe Rogan and shit like that. He didn't have that AOC type thing where it's like, oh, now he's a fucking Nazi because he talked to someone that perhaps doesn't agree with him. You know what I mean?
Well, even then, I think like any politician that would go on there, it's like, oh, you're willing to speak for possibly 3-4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, at some point, you're going to say something unfiltered.
Imagine you had Biden on there.
Yeah, it'd take 10 minutes, not even, and the cunt would be lost.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure if you had Trump on there after fucking an hour or so, I'm pretty sure he'd run out of material. And, like, he would have to start going straight off the dome. And it's, unfortunately, you can't fake as much going straight off the dome, you know?
No.
So you would get to more of how he really thinks or whatever. Because I just assume all these people are just doing it as, like, a play, as a show.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I don't believe Biden believes anything he says.
No.
I think that he says it because, oh, that'll get him votes and people will go like, oh, look at him, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a fucking company man.
Yeah, exactly.
No soul to him.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's just... That's what I mean when I say he's kind of like a centrist.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you'll get fucking... Look, I love Shane Gillis. He's probably honestly my favourite comedian right now. But he'll go on there on his podcast calling Joe Biden a fucking communist, fucking extremist or something. Yeah. It's like... The lobbyists backed him because he was that safe pick. You got to remember, the same people are backing the Democrats and the Republicans, right? So they have the same goals. You know, they want someone that's just going to carry the line, just, you know, what, I don't know the exact phrase, but, you know, just keep the ship steady, just doing exactly how it's been doing.
I think that kind of ties back to this, like, at the end of the day, anyone who is, like, extremely wealthy or a part of, like, the elites, as they call it, is a fucking centrist. Because they don't give a shit left, Republican, or liberal. They probably care a little bit, maybe on a tax bracket. But they just want things to stay the same. Just fucking don't steer off course. And that's why, like, centrism is so retarded, because it's influencing a lot of people, I think. I think most people pick a side. But I think that
that call out where it's like, you know, oh, they're getting so, it's all extremists on the each side now. Yeah, and there's that call to like kind of.
Fucking kind of conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's always been a fucking, like, you look at the historical shit of like a. I always think of American shit. It's always been kind of a big fucking show.
What, America?
American politics. But it's more like, it's almost WWE-esque.
Now.
Yeah. Like big fucking call-outs and shit like that.
I think Trump changed it a lot.
He just went to the next level.
It'll be interesting to see, like, the next election, the ones after it, because, like, is it going to be, like, that big show? Like, you're
this
ugly.
It seems like a WWE thing. Is this going to be the comeback? You know, it's like, we're just talking.
Comeback.
There's nothing else to even have any hope behind or anything, really. Like, I do privately, but when I look out at the world, like, there's nothing going on here. But I do kind of want to see what happens when Trump v. fucking Biden, round two.
Round two? It's impossible to predict what's going to happen, so I don't. But if Trump runs again, I think he has to get back on Twitter. Otherwise,
I don't know. Do you feel like he might be, I think Biden's better, but I'm like...
I don't think Biden's getting
his gotten old.
What, Trump?
Yeah.
I don't think it's gotten old. I think that he's not on, like, the biggest platform, so you don't see what he says. And at some point, like, I do think, like, he's not, from what I have seen of his posts on fucking Truth Social, I have no idea what the fuck it is. I think that's it. They're pretty boring. It's not the fucking calling people ugly and saying, like,
that's what
was so funny and so, like, what captured people to, like, what got your attention, because you're not supposed to say that, especially in a debate.
Especially politics is meant to be like this respectable gentleman fucking. Yeah.
And I feel like he has turned more, he's still Trump, but I feel like he's more going like, oh, vote on this policy, it's bull, like... And that's boring. No one actually gives a fuck about that.
You just want to see the guy fucking being a dick.
So it's... I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Trump will run again. I'm sure he might.
Is he saying he is? I think he is.
Okay, well, fine. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he is. I'm not saying that I've know that he's not, but... I don't know. I think that he has lost because he doesn't have, not lost. I think he's lost a bit of fan base because he's kind of fallen out of the what are we talking about. But then again, once he runs again, it's going to be straight back to fucking Trump media constantly 24/7.
Because that's the thing. Once they go, all right, we're making the play, it's time. Because that's when they're going to start. It's all about money and advertising and shit like that. It's like there's no point really doing that much right now. Because you do something fucking hilarious or something right now, everyone's going to. Forget about it by the time it's actually time to vote.
Yeah, and I think Joe Biden isn't really going to... I don't think he'll run again for a second term.
I wonder, man. I hope the cunt drops dead, to be honest.
Man, the chances are he probably will. But, what does he do? I mean, he's literally... He's brain dead. Like, not literally, but pretty much. The cunt doesn't know where he is half the time. And it's like, that's such a right-wing talking point at this point, but it's accurate. And, like, you can literally watch, like, an hour compilation of this him fucking shit up.
The ones where he's just, like, goes to shake hands with no one. It's like, that's...
Yeah. Where he's getting lost on stage. He doesn't know where to go. And, like, there's one of my favourite ones is he's turning around and says, I think I've said it before on the podcast, but he's handshaking everyone. Then he turns back to the first person he handshakes and shakes their hand again. And it's like, did he just forget that he already shook his hand? But, yeah. Or it's just awkward. Who the fuck knows?
Who would they run other, though? Who would they run next? That's like the Democrats, though. There's no way they'd use Kamala Harris.
See,
she just, like, just has no charisma. Hillary, that'd be fucking sick.
Like
Hillary versus Trump.
Oh my god! What?
That's like
round two.
That's like
that would next be level. That would be insane. That's actually WWE.
Yeah, that'd be WWE.
Like that reminded me of like oh like where they have like UFC fights. Just like oh McGregor versus Poirier two.
Yeah. <It's> like, that would, she's also not a very popular.
She's not very likable.
Yeah, she's not very likable. It's like it's not really anyone that's likable. I mean. Bernie's not going to run. He's fucking had his crack and he failed.
Yeah, he's a bit old now as well.
AOC, I could see the lips lining up behind her.
Yeah, but you're not going to get that centrist vote with her, are you?
I mean...
Maybe.
She's kind of... She's close to it.
Mm.
She has all her staged photo shoots and her shit. She'd be the worst, but... She's the only one I can really even think of that would even maybe.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. There's not really many candidates, but I'm sure we'll find out closer to the election. What year is the 2024, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so. I mean, when was...
It was 2020.
The raid on...
2016 was
Trump wins. Trump so 2020, wins. At the start of 2020, that's when Joe Biden became president. Yeah. Does that mean at the start of 2024...
Yeah, maybe.
2020. So then next year's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 years. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. That we're about a year probably away. So the election probably is around November or something. Because remember, Jan 6 was when the big fucking...
Yeah. Well, either way, it's going to happen in 2024. We don't really know who's... going to be running, but I can't really see anyone that's extremely popular.
Yeah.
So, see what happens. Maybe it'll be actually exciting.
Yeah, I know. I just don't care about that shit anymore.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, we don't even live in that country. Not that that matters. It's like, because you do get people, like, have you ever been online? They're like, oh, you're not even from America. Why do you care? Why do you talk about it? It's like, you're like the cultural... And economic dominator of every country on earth.
Yeah.
What happens in my country means nothing.
Yeah, no. That's, no. What happens here is what happened in America 6 months ago. So it's... I don't... Like, that's why... It's, like, even Australian politics doesn't really fucking matter to me because we're just, like, little drones of America anyway.
You're basically the state of America.
Yeah, pretty much. So doesn't really affect me. That's why I'd care about American politics because, oh, if it's happening on the front stage of the world, then it's pretty important, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It's like, when it comes down to it, like, Australia could be, like, we don't even have, like, an anti-war sort of candidate, you know what I mean? Because we don't decide if we go to war. I'm sure, technically, the Prime Minister has to sign something or some bullshit like that, but we go to war when America does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, how's even, like... Like, the NATO agreement. Like, Australia isn't a part of NATO.
Yeah, but that's because it's, like, a North Atlantic Treaty, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But we're funding, like, Ukraine. Somewhere that has... we're actually the biggest, like, contributor that isn't a part of NATO. So
we're just, like, the biggest bitches on fucking earth.
It's like, this is a conflict in Europe. Like, yeah, I guess they're, like, we have teams. Like, you have East versus West, whatever.
Mm.
But, why the fuck are we sending so much there? We have no, like, history with Ukraine at all.
No, it's so foreign to us, eh?
So it's... And, like, fuck, if you look through the years, we were fucking, you know, Vietnam, Korea, in the Middle East. It's like, we are literally going all to all these places that, like, why? Because, oh, America is, so we're backing them.
Yeah, we're, like, fucking that far away from everything.
Yeah, that's why American politics matters to me, mate.
No, because you do come across that. And that's another thing where it's, like, really shallow conceptions of the world.
Mm.
And it's like, I don't know if we talked about it last time, but the whole gun to a drone fight sort of thing.
Mm.
It's another shallow conception. It's like, yes, they have drones, we have guns. In a fucking one-on-one battle, you know what I mean? You're going to fucking lose.
Mm.
But when it comes down to the reality of, like, say...
Are we talking about, like, in, like, a civil war or a revolution?
Civil
or...
war, yeah, exactly. You have, like, an insurrection in America against the government or something.
Yeah.
It's like...
You hear a lot of people saying, oh, you're fucking bringing a gun to a drone fight.
Yes, exactly. It's like, yeah, they can shoot a missile at their own citizens, and then all of a sudden those insurrectionaries, now their mum, who kind of thought they were stupid, is now, like, horrified. Yeah. The whole family that was, you know, apolitical is now, what the fuck, they just blew up my son because he was protesting or something like that. It's like, there's a recent feudal armies, you know, like an empire, they would bring in one, if, like, you know, fucking... Hungary's fighting, they'd bring in the Italians or something to put them down because the soldiers of their own country will mutiny or something, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just shallow.
No, weird definitely. No, definitely shallow. Like, it's like, even today, it's like, oh, which, because at the end of the day, someone has to press the button for the drone to shoot. Like, are you going to see Americans, or maybe in America, are you going to see American military participants, like people that are in the military in America, killing their own people, or in Australia, or in anywhere? Yeah. It's like, maybe on an individual level.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, oh, where like the cops will shoot at fucking American citizens or whatever, wherever it happens, and they'll shoot back. But will you see on a military scale, like blowing up of cars, buildings and shit, that's different from, oh, a one-on-one thing or a fucking... You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's even different. Some soldiers might shoot.
Yeah.
But a lot of them won't.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, you've got fucking rivalry. It's not as simple. Now, people...
Yeah, sorry.
It is one of those things, you know? It's one of those things. People have very shallow conceptions because they think of it on just like a centrist. They think on a very basic level and stuff like that.
Mm.
Not that we're like geniuses or some shit like that. Far from it.
But like, I don't know. Some things are just dumb.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be smart to know that centrism isn't some crazy new revolutionary idea.
Mm.
It isn't this new idea. It's just a different social perspective on how you're... And it's not changing how things are running. It's just a different social perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just comes from someone I see that's usually just not really into politics, I guess, that much.
Yeah. Someone that can't pick a side, so it's easier to go... Not that I'm saying that you have to pick a side, but...
No.
But, like, if you're apolitical and you're looking at it, you're going, I don't really see any of these people. Like, some of them have good ideas. The logical conclusion is probably, oh, maybe if someone was in the middle. Mm. But that's if you don't know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you know that these like left wing, right wing, like in an American political sense, they're like, they have left and right wing. They're both fucking same, whatever. They're both the same, and they both like, they're not changing shit. They're just changing shit a little bit. Like, this guy can get mad. Yeah, we've talked about it so much, but yeah, that's why I just think it's so dumb, because like you would view them as major difference in parties, but they're not. They're like fundamentally the same thing.
A lot of people know that as well. It's a weird thing because it's not really any alternative options, you know what I mean? I think there are, but they're not really, you know, that's why we fight over these stupid social issues and shit, because these alternative options, even if, you know, that might have to be new ideas or something, they're not really pushed to the forefront or anything like that. I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping new shit will happen. Like, honestly, we'll talk about this ChatGPT shit, eh?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get you.
So, do you know what it is?
Well, only from what I actually think I have heard someone talk about it, but I haven't really looked into it at all.
True, because I had a little fuck around with it and shit like that. Some people have been using that, like, Tim Dillon the other day, he was on his podcast and he like told it to, you know, like write a, can't remember what it was, but it was like in Joe Rogan's in the way it's writes something about in the way Joe Rogan would say it.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard. Yeah, okay.
And then like it actually does it pretty well. Like I wrote tell me about the French Revolution, like 200 words or something like that. Just like short, you know, like 3 seconds. It like loads really, like you can just make an account and use this thing. And yeah, like it fucking actually makes like decent, like it makes sense. It like writes it pretty accurately and shit like that. Like it probably goes through like the general, like you're probably not going to get any groundbreaking new ideas from it, obviously, because it's not coming up with new ideas, but it will go through
like
the general history of what's like, you know, what everyone agrees on.
Mm.
And it does it fucking pretty well. And I think like that, like that's a new thing. And obviously that's not really that political in a sense, but it's definitely going to have an effect on work and all that sort of stuff. Like economic shit.
Yeah.
Fuck me, I can't even speak.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, like I think before we started the podcast, you were talking about how it's like something that actually affects white collar workers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, like, you could put, like, journalists out of a job.
Well, especially if you're, like, a shitty journalist.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you see a lot of those articles and shit, they're just, like, basically copying off Reddit threads and shit like that. Mm. You know what I mean?
They've, yeah.
Like, some of them are, like, they basically just report on what people are saying on Reddit or something, or Twitter or whatever.
Mm. I was just saying, like, do you know how, so, like, people who work in, like, tech industry, there is a big thing of, like, oh, you know, you get a job in the tech industry, maybe you're qualified to do it, but you can actually outsource your work to, like, India, where you can pay them to do your work, and then you pay them a tiny percentage of the wage that you get, which is something like, so, like, I have a job, and I outsource it to someone else. He does it. I turn it in as my work, and I get paid.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But this is like that, except with an AI.
So, yeah, it actually can write code and everything.
Yeah.
Like people...
Oh, it can write code as well.
Yeah, because, like, have you seen, you know, like, have you done any HTML or looked at how that shit works?
No, I've
pretty very simple, but, like, I've seen an example. This guy was showing how to do it, and he would, like, say, write an article on this for me, right? So it writes the article, and then it says, and he says, write the article with headings. So now it has headings.
Mm.
And then it says, now convert it to HTML. Converts it to HTML perfectly, so it has headings and subheadings with all the tags and shit, like the programming sort of tags. So you could just like copy that and paste it onto like your website.
Huh.
And people apparently, I don't know this for sure, I'm not a fucking programmer, but people are apparently using it to solve issues they're having with programming.
Yeah.
And it will write code perfectly or shit that works for them. Like it's pretty next level shit. And apparently, like people. Apparently, a lot of students in college and shit are using it.
Yeah, well, fuck.
You know, you have your thesis to write fucking 5,000 words on this. Can't you just doing that?
Yeah, I'm.
And you can't tell.
Yeah, see, that's actually pretty insane.
And this has been out for, what, 5 weeks?
That's crazy.
Imagine this in, like, 5 years.
No, well, just makes me think now that, like, do you know, I was talking about, like, tech people... outsourcing to India, they've put them out of a job.
Yeah. They'll be rioting.
Yeah, that's fucking insane, really. Like,
it could, like, unreal. In
2 years, it could be vastly, well, it's going to get better.
Well, apparently, I've played around with it and watched a couple of videos and shit like that. So don't know the exact, I mean, I don't know the program. I don't know how to fucking make this thing or exactly how it works. But apparently, it's going off. It'd be funny if I'm completely wrong. But from what I've interpreted from Red, it's using a set, like, amount of data. It must have been fed, you know, like, fucking histories of the French Revolution. I don't know. All this crap. But apparently, it's not running straight off, like, live data off the internet.
Yeah.
Which it could. You know what I mean? So, like, this is the prototype fucking... Like, they're getting people to test it out so they can use that data to see what they need to fix and shit like that.
Yeah.
But they could also get it to use, like, from what it's pulling information from, could be live from the internet and shit like that. So, that would be, like, next level shit.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Well, it would... I don't see how that would work because, like, obviously, because there's misinformation and disagreeing ideas on certain, like, historical events. If you're using it to, like, talk about, like, oh, French Revolution, there's going to be different views on it. So it would be strange for it to come from the web.
But it could say things like unpopular theory, but something that has been talked about since 2023 is this idea by this sort of person. It doesn't need to say this is exactly how it went, you know, fucking King Louis got abducted by an alien or something because some idiot said that. You know what I mean? It seems like it's more, seems to be refining it somehow, which is weird.
Yeah, so, fuck, it is cool. If it, I don't know, that could actually be groundbreaking for, like, analysing topics. Like, if you really want to break something down into, like, a digestible paragraph or whatever.
Yeah, because it writes it really grammatically. Like, perfectly, pretty much, you know, like, better than I could write.
Yeah, so no point in writing essays anymore, fucking.
I think it would if you want something new, because I don't, because it's not. This is why when they call it AI, is it really AI? Like, what is AI? Is it, it's not, when I'm thinking AI, I'm thinking more like a conscious thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, AI does exist, but like, it's, I think it's limited and it is actually fit. I don't know. I'm not a fucking professor in AI.
Because they have like those ones where they make the art and all that shit.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Because some of them do learn, like, artificial intelligence is like the point of like it's self-learning and it changes based on like how it fucking the results it gets or whatever.
Well, that's what this thing was doing. Like, so he'd give it a prompt, say, give me 5 dot points on, I can't remember what this guy did, but I'm just going to give you some French Revolution as one. Give me 5 dot points that define the French Revolution.
Mm.
So it'll come up with the 5 dot points.
Mm.
Now turn them into paragraphs.
Mm.
Now turn it into an essay using those as, you know, as paragraphs with headings. Mm. Now turn it, so he was doing it, so it was evolving over time. So it was weird. So it does. I don't understand exactly what AI, artificial intelligence, but I don't know what that means. I've always had the impression that kind of meant it was conscious.
Yeah.
You know, when they talk about, you know, like our AI overlords or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Implies it's like actually coming up with stuff.
Mm.
I don't know. It sort of is, but it's not at the same time.
Like, yeah, it is, but it's limited. It's like, fuck. Like, there's, I've been getting into chess recently, and there's the chess bot, like, called Stockfish or whatever.
Mm.
It pretty much knows everything about the game.
Mm.
So, like, you can't really beat it. It beats anyone. Like, you cannot beat this bot.
I'm pretty sure I've beaten that a few times.
Stockfish?
Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot. No, like, you literally cannot beat it. And, it's like, it's not fucking this AI overlord because it's very one-dimensional in the sense that it plays chess.
Yeah.
So, like, within, like, parameters, it's fucking the overlord.
Mm.
But, like, somebody is setting those parameters, what it can and can't do.
So it's
and
not
how
like
it learns and shit. So, it's not really conscious and, it's very, I don't know. I'm not a fucking AI expert, but it's not fucking conscious or whatever. But it is technically.
But then it starts getting into that whole thing of like, do we even, I'm not going to be all like, oh, we're taking acid. What is consciousness? But when it comes into it, we're like, what is it a little bit? You know what I mean? It's like, I think at the end of the day, we're kind of like machines that analyze our senses and data that, you know, that we read or whatever and kind of, it computes our answer, you know what I mean? And it feels like we're coming up with the answer, but that's just kind of, you know, we're all individuals and we all think in different ways. And
well, I think I was listening to something and they were saying that, like, not to, again, but that, like, you can actually know, like, with brain scanning, but, like, someone's going to say something before they say it and shit because, like, it is electrons in your brain going through certain pathways and go to certain parts of the brain to do certain things.
Mm.
And it's like, that is a physical process, you know?
So you
can actually see that and you can tell, oh, someone's going to say yes to this question or they like that before, like, they fucking are going to say it. Which is kind of, I think, would question that, like, oh, fucking, you know, like, it's putting, like, I don't believe in a spirit, you know? I don't believe that I am something that is trapped on this, like, plane or
like
whatever.
Your body or something.
No, it's like, I'm this physical thing, obviously, I see and all that shit. So, it's like, I'm just, like, you know, the senses coming into my brain, I perceive them and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not some fucking, there's nothing spiritual or the metaphysical that's making decisions and consciously aware of shit. No. I'm obviously just reacting to stimuli.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And people, like, disregard that in a way, but it seems, from everything I've come across, there's nothing that says that that's wrong, really. Mm. Like, everyone wants it to be more than that or something like that, you know what I mean? Mm. It's like, it seems like that's the truth of it all.
Yeah, well, fuck, you can't really not be reacting to stimuli, and everything you do is a reaction to something.
That's what I mean. So it's like, give your own thoughts, even then, you were kind of destined to have those.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's, I'm not saying that a computer is exactly like that, but you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, if a very complex computer would be like that, really.
Yeah, it's getting data or whatever, and then it feeds out this data. Answer. Yeah. And then, I don't know, it's fucking weird as shit, but it's very interesting. It's pretty funny to see. You know, because when I think of fucking the people that are going to get replaced by this, it's like uni student fucking flogs.
Mm. Oh, yeah, what, people that are, like, very, believe in themselves, think they're, like, good and shit, or...
Yeah, they think that they're, like...
They're smart.
Smarter than everyone else and better. Shit like that. Better, and it's like, oh, those stupid blue-collar people, you know, they're going to get replaced by robots and shit like that, but you can't replace me sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Well, if this actually starts replacing people, it's like, well, automatically, before fucking builders and shit are replaced, because they're going to be replaced one day.
Mm.
But if like white collar workers get replaced first, that would be fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, imagine you want to, if you have someone that like has a look. See, I've never worked in a business, I've never worked in a big fucking corporate job.
Yeah.
But like, say you have fucking data about, you know, sales or some shit, and maybe they got to write a report on that. This seems like something you just feed the data in and it gives you a report.
Yeah, it does actually.
You know, turns that dotted fucking line on a thing into legible words. That seems like it could do that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it could do that already if it had the data for it.
Yeah, exactly. That seems like, so like sort of jobs like that or email jobs.
Mm.
Just, like, replying to... I mean, they've already got robots that do that, but they're kind of shithouse a lot of the time, but...
No, well, I think there are a lot of jobs, like, in, like, buildings, like, office jobs, that is just, like, oh, you're just writing points out.
Yeah.
You have data and you got to express it in fucking a thing to give you a presentation. I've never worked an office job, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it kind of seems like if you could just feed an AI or a robot this data and it could put it into words...
Mm.
But those jobs aren't needed anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'd be so much cheaper to just have that fucking
computer do it. It's free. Yeah. You got to pay for the power the thing. I mean,
and that's
nothing.
Fuck. I mean, you could probably have you could probably replace a lot of construction work, but it would cost a lot of money for the robots to do that.
See, that's the thing with this, especially with construction work. Like, you could probably, because it's something that I think will happen eventually.
Yeah.
But there is all those little intricacies of yes, if you're building a house on a flat block of land and there's no buildings around it or anything, right, it'd probably be simpler to do it. But when you're imagine where we are, we're living in, this place is pretty shitty, it's old, there's probably pipes and shit in all God knows places and stuff like that. It's hard. It would hard to build a robot that can deal with all that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you do in tradie shit. Like, it doesn't always follow the plan exactly.
Yeah.
There's always this bit ended up here, so we got to, you know, there's all weird little things.
Yeah, maybe starting from a clean slate, like nothing is wrong and everything's exactly to plan, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
But at the moment, because fuck, if I've been in a work site, every single one of them is not to the plans that you fucking have. Like, you read the plans and so much is just changed over time because, oh, you couldn't do that, you have to do this, blah, blah, whatever. But so with most buildings now, a lot of them aren't built to the original architect's plans.
No, there has always little things that have to change.
Mm.
So I think that's why that stuff, when it comes right down to it, would be hard. Like, you see the car factories where they're building cars. So that shit was obviously quickly to get replaced.
Yeah.
You know, because remember, people used to actually build cars by hand. Mm. I think some people do for a Rolls Royce or some shit. Yeah, but it's like that shit's easy to do because in a factory, it's always exactly the same.
Mm.
But, you know, building is a bit more complicated. Like, imagine building roads and shit. Like, there's always shit happening, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
I mean, eventually they'll get something they can deal with that.
Eventually it could be done. It's going to cost a lot, really. Like, it's probably a lot easier to hire somebody to do something than it is to fucking pay, like, a very expensive robot to do it. Whereas with this chat GPT, what is it?
GPT. I don't know what it stands for. Mate, that could be wrong. I'm pretty sure that's anyway, it, though.
That chat thing, that doesn't sound expensive at all. That sounds
I just made an account on this because I was just saying, fucking around.
Yeah. So, that sounds incredibly easy to use.
Mm.
Doesn't sound like it costs much. It doesn't sound like it costs anything. No. And you could replace... like fucking a lot of jobs. I was going to say thousands, but it'd be hundreds. It'd be millions of jobs. Millions. Like, could he?
This goes even with like the self-driving cars, shit like that. You know, you're talking Ubers, taxis, truck drivers. That could all be conceivably replaced.
Yeah, it could all be replaced.
I mean, not right now. Obviously, there's always flaws with it. You see videos of Teslas, like, just turning fucking randomly and shit like that. Mm. And they got to also, there's a difference between driving in the fucking country on big roads by yourself and then driving in the city with fucking million things all around you. But, like, all this AI or whatever the hell that shit you want to call it, just, you know, just automatic shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be bringing out the bigger change.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? You'll be a Luddite and just smash the computers?
Yeah, you know, once it's introduced, it's not leaving. And if it is, people start fucking rebelling and smashing shit, it's going to come back.
Exactly.
You can't destroy the idea.
Exactly. And there is so many dumb people. I see, like, on some things, and it's like, why would you do this? All you're doing is taking someone's job away. It's like, because they think of in the world we do live in, people need a job to survive.
Mm.
But if you think that's another such a shallow thing to think about. It's like if you can make it so nobody has to do that, you can just get something to do it. Like, why would you want someone doing just pointless labor just because they need it to get to survive? Like, I understand that, you know what I mean? But it's like they should be looking bigger.
Mm.
It's like that means we might need to reorganize how people get the stuff to survive.
Yeah. Because- No, definitely. I've heard, funny enough, I heard Joe Rogan talking about why he's, like, not supportive of, like, a UBI, for instance, like, universal basic income, is because he's like, it'll kill the, like, hospitality industry or whatever.
Mm.
Because, like, so many people have to do that to survive.
Mm.
So, like, I mean, it probably would. Like, if I could live and be fine, why the fuck would I work in hospitality?
Yeah, well, I'd be washing dishes for some
guy. Yeah. But then also...
Make your own fucking food, cunt.
Exactly. It's like, why should... you want the hospitality industry to survive. But like, why
you work there.
Yeah. Why does someone have to dedicate their life to that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, for that shitty little fucking... You can sit in a hot fucking kitchen washing dishes all day.
No, exactly.
So, it's... That's pretty fucking selfish because you don't want to make your own meal.
Exactly. And I love
not that.
Not
that I... Not, to rogue, I love
that. It comes down to that thing as well.
Mm.
He lives in a world where he doesn't have to be one of those people. It's very, you know, he's made his millions. Been fucking, look, he's very creative and done all his shit. I really like him. Please have a son. No, I'm just- No, you know what I'm saying. No.
Yeah.
But, like, he's doing all that shit. It's easy for him to say that, you know, it's going to crush people's will to want to do shit. It's like, that's...
Well, yeah, if somebody wants to wash dishes, are we celebrating fucking making them have to do it?
Exactly. If they don't need to, it's a lot of change. I mean, I don't support a UBI. I mean,
I don't think it's an answer to everything.
Would I want it under the system we live under? I think it'd be preferable. But at the end of the day, you still got someone then who is making so much money for having just robots, or, you know, he's just getting like someone who owns Woolworths or whatever, something like that. They own a big fucking Walmart or something. They get to have so much. Massive amount of money.
Mm.
No one you know, like in all the money that, that people get there for the UBI would be going to them as they buy their shit and stuff like that. It's like, why do they get to have all that?
Yeah.
Why do they get to have fucking trillions of dollars because they happen to own it back now? It's like that, at that point, you know, I feel like there'd be like such a monopolizing of wealth.
Yeah. Just like back to like jobs creation shit. Like, do you know how like, fucking, I don't know, nameless politician, oh, we created this many jobs in this state because they're like, it's a good thing to create heaps of jobs. And it's like, so like, if it's a good thing, yeah. But like, if you look back to like the Industrial Revolution, obviously there was a massive increase in the quality of life after that. Like,
depends.
Well,
in say like the the real machine factories in the early, early days before any rights.
I mean, we are now. It's like the quality of life, like you have good stuff, like shit like that. The actual quality of everything is pretty, it's all right.
So, no, that's definitely true. Yeah.
And it would have destroyed fuckloads of jobs. So it's like, so it can, like things can destroy jobs and also improve quality of life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. So
it's like that circle jerking fucking, oh, we made 10,000, 50,000, however many fucking jobs. It's not a good thing to create jobs, and like unless you need them. But if they're just for the purpose of, oh, now we can fucking put someone there and that's it.
Yeah, it's like the thing, and you don't know if it's true, but you talk about like in Russia where they said, you know, because everyone's guaranteed a job or whatever, but, you know, they have to do it to get money, and it ends up with people digging ditches and then filling it up again. You know what I mean? It's like a job for the sake of having a job. Yeah, exactly. There's massive problems with that sort of shit.
So, like, anyway, I would think that, like, because if you look at it, it's like labor. So, like, more jobs is, like, more labor, I guess. So, like, isn't, like, the whole point of technology is reducing labor? Like, you have to, like, you have a lighter because now you don't have to fucking twist a stick for fucking 10 hours to make a fire or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it reduces labor.
And but it's like, also, it, just to be a counterpoint to it, it also, yes, that person now doesn't have to do that with the stick now, but now he can go do something else.
Yeah.
So the idea would be now you don't have everyone driving. Those people can now go, like you get rid of, you get self-driving cars. Instead of driving cars, now they can go fucking be a programmer or an astronaut or whoever the fuck it is, you know what I mean? They can do something else. Now we're at a stage, like in the Industrial Revolution, that was true. Now it went from, you know, this guy's at home building a fucking basket or something, you know, and it takes him a day, you know, weaving a basket or something. I don't know, I'm just making something up. Now he goes and works in a factory and in the same time he makes 100 baskets or some shit, you know, you're moving people to be more productive. But now we're going into that world where it's like you're replacing it. It's like you're making it so there's nothing for him to do.
Well, there are other things for him to do, in a sense, but it's not in maybe it's not the automation thing.
He does nothing. The automation is getting it, so we're producing all these goods, but without people involved. So it's like a different sort of one that we have to prepare for, because now, what the hell is he going to do?
Well, like, I mean, fuck the hospitality industry. Everyone's going to have a restaurant.
I know. It's not going to work. Obviously, that's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Obviously. And it's like, well, fuck, I highly doubt we're just going to have a massive influx of homeless people because no one can work anymore because there's AI that does it.
Is that what's happening in Los Angeles and shit?
It is happening.
All these cunts used to work in factories.
There's probably a I would assume. Maybe there's not. Maybe there's no threshold where people get sick of it and something changes. And maybe we all just do starve to death.
I don't think they starve to death. I think.
No, I don't think that either. I think there is a threshold where it becomes unbearable. Like the system can't fucking go, oh, you can't deal with this many homeless people or this fucking amount of shit living conditions because people don't have jobs.
Well, it's one of those things. The first, like, fucking, unfortunately, the first. Or if I look at the videos of America, it looks like there's a fuckload of homeless people. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the first 10,000 people that are homeless are just like looked at as, you know, fucking losers. But then it starts to get bigger and it's like, wait, this is a fucking...
Yeah.
Now we actually have to solve this issue. Mm. So it's unlucky if you're one of the first ones that get made redundant, I guess. Yeah. Because everyone just thinks, oh, yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Mm.
But that's why it's a good thing it's happening to the white-collar people. Because, one, I think that they're naturally probably a wealthier person.
Mm.
More... You know, when your accountant becomes jobless, people care more than that about than someone at McDonald's.
Yeah.
As well. Because, like, the McDonald's guy, oh, he's a fucking loser anyway. He's going to be homeless. Who cares? Mm. But if he doesn't count it, he's smart. You know what I mean? He's not. It's not his fault he's homeless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People actually care.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Like, they're definitely a higher class of person, I would say.
And then the average person would then go, oh, well, we need to do something about this if people like that are becoming homeless. But no one cares about the cunt that, you know, used to work at a car factory or something like that. They're seen as dumb cunts.
Yeah, well, I think if, like, you look at, like, you know, like, the 2008, like, housing market, whatever, fucking... Mm. It's like it affected poor, like, poorer people first because they couldn't pay for their shit.
Mm.
And then, like, as they couldn't pay, more people couldn't pay and it couldn't pay. And it, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, it starts off with the lowest of the low can do it and it just builds up until, the Macca's person's fucked. But next thing you know, your accountant next door is fucked too, and then you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Then so the landlord's fucked.
Yeah. So it's going to fucking, like, because obviously the problem isn't being solved. So, like,
nah, definitely
in America, you're not going to see a reducing homeless people, I don't think. Maybe.
Nah,
I think it's going to get worse. And eventually something has to happen, I would assume. I would hope.
I think a UBI is something I could see actually happening.
I could
I definitely don't agree that it's the.
I don't think it's the end all and be all.
Yeah.
If we were to introduce automation to fucking this kind of stage in capitalism, like a UBI would kind of be necessary.
Yeah.
Because part of it is like maintaining social structures. Like you have to have people that at least believe in the institution of government.
Yeah, you do.
So if no one believes in it, because like you go down the street and everyone you know is fucked because of automation. Yeah,
fucking deranged homeless person.
Yeah. Wait, me? Like, what do you mean?
No, like if you go down the street and like
every
second there's like a fucking cunt. Like, it's pretty crazy around here.
Yeah.
Where we are.
Mm.
St. Kilda. If you go to St. Kilda, sick place.
Good place.
I love it, but homeless cunts everywhere.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Well, I've got a pretty funny story about that, just to completely change the topic. But I was walking down the street. I probably told you I was wearing my thongs or like Birkenstocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're made of like rubber or something. So
dropping brand names, huh?
Well, just to get exactly.
Nah.
Pretty rich. But you should actually see my shoes. They're fucked. But I was walking around. And because I get sweaty feet sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Walking on the rubber, it's like squeaking.
Mm.
Every step I'm taking, this homeless lady turns around. She's like, can you stop doing that? Looking at me and she's like, I thought some fucking dogs were chasing me.
Oh.
And like, at that point, later I realised you don't entertain them.
No.
If they're talking to you like that, you just say, sorry, mate, and just keep walking or something. You know, She was not going to let me go. She was just talking for fucking ages, you know?
Mm.
If you're doing that, if that's happening everywhere...
Yeah, if that's every cunt you see, because no one has a job, no one lives in a home, and no one's fucking... Everyone's living a fucking crazy lifestyle. Yeah. Like eating out of bins and shit. And there's going to be a lot more uptick of people like that. If everyone's like that, like, something has to happen, because, like, people are just going to lose faith in, like, the social structures.
Yeah.
Like, it's already, like, if you call the police, like, here, I think it takes a while for them to fucking arrive because there's so much to fucking deal with because so many things are happening. If, like, that gets worse, it's like people are going to lose faith in these institutions.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. It is. It's definitely like that. It's like, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say, but...
Well, I don't know. We'll talk about UBI being like, I think that it is necessary if you introduce automation in this kind of, go on.
With the UBI, it is one of those things as well. I think if it comes in and you go, fuck, there's actually, you know, this is not obviously going to be tomorrow, but let's say 50, 60, it gets to this point where no one, like, don't even need to really do anything. Mm. And it's like society's functioning. Hardly anyone has to really do anything. why are some people so disproportionately benefiting from this? And it would like make people think, because people would have a lot of time to be like, this is ridiculous. Hardly anyone needs to do anything. Yeah, well, why the fuck is this guy get billions and we just got a, you know, a staple where we pay for our rent and food and whatever and that's it? So no, what the fuck is this? This is ridiculous.
That's so true, because like, oh, at some point, if no one's doing anything, you're going to start to wonder, why the fuck is he on a yacht and I'm in this little pod?
Exactly.
It's going to not make sense.
It's not because he's working hard, because no one's fucking doing that. You know, I think it probably will happen. It's probably an inevitability, and it probably has to do with this massive housing crisis that we do have. I think I don't know. It probably will get to that. I mean, it's not as bad here, but we have a lot smaller population here. But have you seen videos in America? That's pretty fucking gnarly.
I definitely have. Like, I mean, fuck, they call, like, you literally see pictures of them, and it looks like third world countries.
Fuck yeah, sometimes it's massive.
And it's like, for like miles of just homeless encampments. And they have fucking massive tents that have been there for a while. Like, that wasn't set up yesterday. It's been there for a while, you know?
Yeah. Fuck, like, mate, I actually went to the basketball court yesterday.
Yeah, no, there's a guy. I've seen him too.
He's got a full setup now.
Yeah.
Next to the cricket nets. Yeah, he's got like shelves out the side.
He's got shelves and shit now.
Like, not like, I not saw like, him not when like he... a bookshelf, but like, you know, something like this, and it's got, you know, like his kettle and all this crap on it. It's like, mate, this can't, there's no way the cops don't know that he's there.
Yeah, they know.
He's not even in, he's next to a tree, but he's just, this is built up sort of area.
It's a tent where there used to be like a tree.
Yeah, it's glaringly obvious.
The tree's still there, but yeah, it's in your face. It's like at some point, they're going to play footy there because there's a football field there.
Yeah.
And it's what, there's going to be parents standing around watching under 11 some homeless guy fucking in the
cooking
background.
Cooking breakfast on his fucking barbie.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So, it's pretty ridiculous.
Like, it's kind of like comical in that sense. It's comical. Like, but like, because it's like, how fucking crazy does it have to get?
Well, that's what I think. Like, we do have to wrap this up in a second, but like, it does get to that point where it's like, we can, I think, because they've taken multiple tents down there before, and they get rid of them. And at a certain point, you just go, like, well, we can take it down, but they're just going to set up shop at the next park tomorrow. Oh, where do they go? There's nowhere for them to go. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. I think this ChatGPT is only going to fucking add to all that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we need to wrap it up, but...
thanks for watching if you did make it this far, and remember to like and subscribe and comment as well, because we do read the comments. So
we've all had all of two.
Had all, yeah. Actually, one of them is ours as well. All right, thanks guys. See ya.